Psalm 105, I'm going to read the first six verses. Psalm 105, the first six verses. David said, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgment he has pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' precious name." What has the Lord done for you? What has the Lord done for you? I titled this short message, "Thanking God for Our Victory." Thanking God for our victory. All of the testimonies we have heard, they are testimonies of victory. Not because all of those people that testified were perfect. Not because they did certain things right or they did some things wrong. It's because God loves them and God is a merciful God. And I bless the name of the Lord that they are bold enough to say, "God, I thank you, and I'm in the presence of your congregation to say thank you." David said, "Bless the Lord. Bless. Give adoration. Express your heart of thanksgiving unto God, for he is our great God." He said, "Bless the Lord." I'm sure we all know the meaning of the Lord. When you are blessing him, you are showing your expression of your awareness of him. And that's why we call him Yahweh. "I'm in awe of you for all that you have done for me. Not because I am strong, not because I am knowledgeable, not because I am so rich, but in awe of you, I say, bless the Lord." And why am I blessing him? Because our God is great. Our God is merciful. Our God is eternal Father. Our God is the Creator. All that we have had could not have been done by a man, but God. But God. And I am enjoining you this morning, even like David is encouraging us from that psalm, that we should bless the Lord all of the time. And if what that said, "Bless his holy name and with all that is within me." All that I represent, you continue to bless the Lord at all times. When you are able to eat very well, when you are not able to eat very well, we must still learn to thank God. And one thing I often say is, even when the situation becomes so excruciating, so painful, so unimaginable, so unthinkable for you, it is then you even need God the more. But unfortunately, it is that time people think they should run away from him who can help them. When the road seemingly look or you can't navigate it, you are even asking yourself, "Is this the road?" You are not even sure. It is then you need God most. Brethren, David was saying, "Forget not all his benefits." And I have blessed the name of the Lord that many of us that are here this day will remember that we cannot forget all the benefits that we are enjoying from God. The gift of life. People will say, "Oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to attain this, I have taken this loan." It's because you have life. If the life is no longer there, forget it. All that is within us should bless the name of the Lord. And this should remind us of what God was even telling the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind." And this is what I am enjoining us, church, to do, even as we go in the course of the month. We must learn to bless the name of the Lord and forget not all his benefit. And when you look at this, if you want to relate it to our world today, you see that even from these few verses of the scripture, you will see that David has taken us to some destinations in life. And one of the destinations is, David has taken us to the fact that we have been to a courthouse. If you have ever been to a courthouse, what are they all seeking for? What are they all seeking for? It's either they are seeking for pardon, or somebody is being sent to jail. And that is why he's saying, for you and for me, God himself is the one who has forgiven all of our iniquities, all of our misdeed. Our brother was saying, the man said, do you believe in a God of second chance? Because that God has arisen on his behalf to have talked or spoken to the police officer. Ordinarily, that is an offense that he should pay for. But has someone paid for him? Yes. Jesus Christ. He told him, I am going to the church. Perhaps he has told him, I'm just coming from a clubhouse. It will have been another story. I believe that. I know many of us will say, oh, they don't believe, they don't go to church like we do. But they still have fear of God in their heart. Did we see that in that story? Or in that testimony? I would say yes. The man told him three times, do you believe in God of second chance? Do you believe in God of second chance? Do you believe in God of second chance? Are you here this morning? Do you believe God is nudging your heart now? Give your life to me. Another chance. Another chance. This is not to say we should take grace for granted. Don't say because you are a Christian or maybe you are going to church, you are going to choir practice, you should be breaking the law. No. If you do it deliberately, the God of second chance will not arise for you. I can assure you of that. But if you are doing it not because you are proposed to sin or break the law, it will arise. Again, when you look at that psalm, you will discover that he says he is God himself who has healed all our diseases. And when you are talking of healing, you are talking of hospital, right? And in the hospital, what do you have? All manners of sicknesses and what have you. But here, the Lord God is saying he has healed all our diseases. This is not just particular to our bodily disease only, even our spiritual disease. And it starts from forgiving those iniquities. But for that to happen, you must have given your life to him. He heals all our diseases. What are you going through emotionally now? What is going on in your spirit man that is not of God? You had better go back to him and say, Father, here I am. Help me. Here I am. Help me. And he will heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we are talking of disease of the soul, it's so prevalent amongst us as human, even as Christians today. Hatred. You are still coming to church, but you hate your sister, you hate your brother, or perhaps you even hate your pastor, who knows? Oh, you are full of anger all of the time. Or perhaps your own is greed. These are things that are prevalent in us, in the hospital that we call church today. These are the diseases that we have in the church today. But God is saying to us, I am prepared to heal us. He is prepared to heal us of all these diseases, provided we are willing to receive his healing power. But unfortunately, people are not. You know that I have issue with anger. Go to God. God, here I am. I'm submitting to you. Heal me. We have had studies in some of these things in the time past. Some of what is not anger is jealousy, is hatred, is greed. Is greed. These are the things we need to ask God to heal us of. And if you have been healed of any of these, please learn to thank God for it. Because when you look at those diseases that I mentioned that has to do with our soul, they are things that are inherent in us as human. There are things that people may not be able to see until I start behaving. I may come here now to sing, anointing will flow, people will be touched, but deep inside of me, I might be harboring hatred. It is only God. And that's why he said, he is the only one that knows the intents of the hearts of men. Because the issues there, they are desperately wicked. But if we can give truly our life to him, he is ready to heal us of all these diseases. He says he is the one who redeems our life from destruction. And that is the devil's desire at all times. He's always looking for how to destroy our life. And Jesus told us, he said, me, I came. I died on that cross for you. It is for you to have life and have it more abundantly. But there is this other one that has been set loose on earth, Satan. All he's seeking for is to destroy, to steal, and to kill. So anytime we are in a position of all those diseases, know that it is the devil that is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you can never be in that position and be able to give thanks to God. What I'm saying is, brethren, we must just be very, very observant. Be careful. Let us continue to pay attention at all times. Because this is what the devil is always looking for in us. He came to redeem us. And what was that redemption all about? Is that we might be saved. Is that we might be his own. Is that we can be identified with that cross. And it is that will make us to enjoy all the benefits his Father has provided for us. So if you are struggling in any area, ask yourself, have I been truly redeemed? You might say you are a member of the Redeemed Christian Church. That's fine. But beyond that, am I truly redeemed? Has he truly forgiven me of my sins? Am I even willing to give him all of those garbages? If you are not, I am sorry. You are playing church. You are playing religion. And that will take you nowhere. But again, if you go to read that few verses in other scripture, you discover that he is taking us to a place of crown. And that is the palace. And that's where you are. Hallelujah. That is where you are. Palace. In the palace, you wear crowns. You are a royal person. You are people of dignity. You can cast your mind to just briefly look at the palace of the world. Those of them who has not messed it up anyway. Because some of them are messed up already. When you look at people who are truly living in that aura, they don't do things anyhow. They don't do things anyhow. I'm talking of worldly palace. How much more of our heavenly palace to which we are all looking forward to go. And that's why when you are in that palace, and I am saying to you as a member of this church, you are a person of authority. And your authority is not derived from the earthly world. It's derived from the heavenly realm. And we must live in that consciousness. And this is why I am urging us. It should not be said that it is those diseases that are consuming us. If any of those diseases of anger, quarrel, greed, hatred, jealousy is still consuming you, maybe I might be able to say without doubt that you are not a member of the palace. Because if you are, you will know that this is not mentioned among the royals. Hallelujah. Brethren, let all that is within you praise the Lord. And never, never forget all his benefit. May the Lord help us. May the Lord God be with you and be with me in Jesus' mighty name. Please, let's bow our head. Let's pray. Let's say, Father, I thank you. Thank you for all your benefits that I am enjoying. The benefit of life in particular. I am grateful that I can even read your word and you even reveal your word to me. I am grateful. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns me. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns your people. Thank you for that redemption plan. Thank you for giving me my iniquities. Thank you for allowing your word to speak for me. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercies. Oh, glory, glory be to you, our Father. We cannot even thank you enough in this church. But I am standing before your people this morning to say thank you for the gift of life, for that covenant of life. You told us even at the beginning of the pandemic 2 years ago, you say we will not cast anyone in your church, and I am grateful for this. It is your doing. You said we should go home to mark the doorpost of our homes, that when the angels of that dead that is passing through the land is passing, none of us will be a victim. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you for your covenant of life. Receive our praises in the name of Jesus. Let us thank God again. He said he has given us this month as our month of victory. Let us thank God for it. I don't know the areas you are expecting that victory. I want you to tell him, Father, I need victory. Maybe you are still having some character flaws. Tell God to give you victory over them. You are still consumed by your anger, by your pride. Ask God to forgive you, to give you the grace to do away with them. That you want to have victory over pride because it destroys. The Bible says pride goes before fall. And we are seeing this, but it's not going to consume anyone in this assembly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you still consumed in your anger? Ask God to give you victory over it. Some of these things are not ordinary. You just become so jealous for nothing. You just become so hateful of people. These are signs that you need to check your salvation. But let us pray this morning that if peradventure anyone is still being troubled with any of these diseases of the soul, this morning we ask that, Lord, you will give them victory over such. In the name of Jesus, command Santo Libra. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And lastly, I want us to pray the Lord for every individual you have given victory in this church who came to testify. Let's declare that those testimonies are permanent. In the name of Jesus, command Santa. Yes, Lord, they are your doing and they are marvelous in our eyes, and we are saying thank you for all of those victories. We declare them permanent, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to your name, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, man. God bless you, sir. Because of our time, we will normally do this and we'll quickly.